President, members of council, this morning I would like to start off with a discussion about the comprehensive plan review and update process that, with your careful watch over the last 2 years, I've had a part in that. And as we have visited different areas and towns around the county through that process, we've heard a number of suggestions and received some requests from the towns. And I wanted to discuss one of those with you this morning, and that is that the city of Lewis asked us to consider a memorandum of understanding with them. And we discussed that over the months, and we shared different ideas and drafts of an MOU. And most recently, what we've come up with is more of a generic template MOU that could be used with any town, not just Lewis. We felt it might be best that if you were to consider adopting some procedure such as this, that it would be one that we could offer to any town that was interested in mutually discussing land use issues around their corporate boundaries. So in that spirit, I hope you have a latest copy of the MOU that we've, the last finishing touches. And basically, if you'd like, I can read through the MOU with you, and I also have a resolution for your consideration if you'd like to consider adopting this today as a document that we might use in relating with our towns. The Memorandum of Understanding is hereby agreed to by Sussex County and the City of Blank, a municipal corporation of the State of Delaware, as follows. Whereas the county is responsible for land use decisions outside the limits of municipalities, and whereas the city is responsible for land use decisions inside its corporate boundaries, and whereas those decisions of the county and the city may have an impact on the city and county or the county, and whereas the city has completed a comprehensive plan that may designate certain lands as areas of concern. These are the areas that some towns identify around the outside of their corporate boundaries, areas of concern that are similar to those designated by the county as environmentally sensitive areas. And whereas the city designated areas of concern and the county designated area within 1 mile surrounding the city's corporate boundaries are not identical. Whereas the county and city desire to discuss and communicate with each other regarding land planning and land use practices in the city and the intergovernmental coordination zone. Whereas the county and the city wish to ensure full opportunities for communication between the county and the city, their planning and zoning commissions, and their staff in addressing the benefits or impacts of zoning changes and land use decisions within the city and the county's intergovernmental coordination zone. Now, therefore, the county and city do hereby agree as follows. One, to work cooperatively through the planning process to include land use policies and adequate public facilities plans in the city and the intergovernmental coordination zone, to establish a process for regular communication and monitoring of plan implementation that includes regular information sharing between the parties. Three, to receive and to review any Department of Transportation traffic impact studies when received from it or any application for a major subdivision within the city or the intergovernmental coordination zone to determine city and county traffic impact. Four, to cooperate to ensure that public facilities, wastewater, water, stormwater management, and electricity are in place or provided for throughout the city and the intergovernmental coordination zone so that there will be no areas excluded or unserved where feasible. And the feasible thing there is key because some towns don't have all of these utilities to offer. So we wanted to make sure that we left a sort of an escape clause on the end of that condition. Number five, upon receipt of an application for any annexation, development, or change in land use within the city or the intergovernmental coordination zone, to give written notice of such application to other party. I should add that we already do that, but this document simply documents that we're doing it. Either party may item number six, either party may terminate this agreement with upon a 90 days written notice. That way, if for some reason one entity or the other feels that the agreement they've signed isn't working for them, they do have a way out. Last, item number seven, this one is very important, that nothing contained herein shall confer upon or be deemed a delegation to the other party of any authority or jurisdiction over the other party's land use, planning or zoning powers, authority or jurisdiction. That, gentlemen, is the MOU that some folks were hoping that you might consider adopting. Many of the things that are featured in this document are already being done by the county. It would encourage towns, perhaps, to communicate with us more regularly when they have they're considering annexations, and that has a direct effect on us because if they're annexing land in, it was earlier under county jurisdiction. So we or our planning department or staff might have comments about that. And also, likewise, if we're considering a subdivision very near a town's borders, we already do send them written notice asking their council and or planning department for comments. This document simply documents all of those, what have been friendly procedures that we've all been doing over the years. Some towns would like to see this document put in place as simply the documentation of such practice.
Pal, I'll jump in here now. Meeting with Lewis City Council members and the mayor over the last couple of years, the awareness of things happening along the coastal communities, they're concerned that they get notified on more so than just with the land use plan built-in caveat of the cooperative government zone. And it was their Lewis's request that we look into something that just keeps that communications open when something occurs in that area. Because, you know, the limited open space left around the city of Lewis, they're concerned about anything that may occur in it. Right. Not that they'll be for or against it, but they'll have the knowledge that something's occurring so they can be brought to the table to discuss their concerns. And that's basically what it says is that this could occur. And I met with Mr. Dukes about this before he left last week, and he's on board with this also. And, you know, with change in the personnel and councils in the municipalities and even here now, it just keeps that on the front burner that if anything does occur, they're made aware of it. And it's nothing really bonding at all. It's just upscale communications. And I told Lewis I would bring it to the table. And we've been working on this for some time now. And the city of Lewis has also endorsed the document that we have before us today. Right. They took it to council. And so... it's not a bad thing at all. I hope you all support it.
Thanks, Councilman Rogers. Well, I do have a letter in hand from Mayor Ford from the city of Lewis endorsing and promoting such a document. They are anxious for that sort of relationship.
Any other questions, gentlemen? Do you have a motion?
I have a resolution, sir. I'll read the resolution for you.
Is it something we need to work on this week? I wouldn't mind it. Maybe floating out there for a week. I've got some constituents who might want to talk about it. Mayor Laurel.
It's your call,
Mr.
Roddy.
Mayor Delmar.
I think it's just.
Been brought up at SCAT, right?
Yes.
Right, so you're all aware of it. I don't. This is something I think we can do.
I think
something with it now.
See how it goes.
Okay.
Would you like me to read the resolution, sir?
Please.
A resolution to offer a memorandum of understanding with incorporated municipalities in Sussex County who wish to engage in joint discussions regarding land use planning near their corporate boundaries. Whereas Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission conducted a thorough review and update of the county comprehensive plan in 2007 as required by state law. And whereas Sussex County Council conducted an extensive public outreach campaign as part of its review and update process to our 2007 comprehensive plan. And whereas Sussex County Council approved and adopted the updated comprehensive plan on June 24, 2008, and whereas some towns and cities requested more opportunity to review future land use plans with Sussex County in areas close to their borders, and whereas Sussex County desires to work closely with our municipalities regarding mutual concerns, now therefore be it resolved that Sussex County Council offers a standard memorandum of understanding available to incorporated municipalities who wish to share future plans and ideas in a spirit of cooperation.
So move it, sir.
Second.
If we move to second, that we approve the resolution as read. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
I don't know about it. No, I'd prefer to take it back to some of the towns and talk to them personally about it. But if you guys want to move it forward, I'm not going to screen too loud.
Okay. Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
My vote is yes also. Motion passed. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. For your consideration today, I also have two requested disbursements from our annual municipal police fund. The first one comes from the town of Milford. This is actually their third request for a draw on their annual grant of $25,000. This grant is being requested in the amount of $7,000, which will bring their total for this year so far to $16,440.91. This $7,000 will be used to purchase computers and equipment to support computers. They're purchasing 3 laptop computers for their police vehicles and 2 desktop computers for the shift change room. We also have a request from the town of South Bethany. This would be their first request from this year's fund, and it would be for armored vests, lights for 4-wheeled vehicles, and some digital video management system. Their total draft that they would like to request at this time is $11,054.88, this being their first draw on this year's budget. So I could put in the form of a motion, be it moved that Sussex County Council approve 2 drafts from the annual municipal police fund for the city of Milford in the amount of $7,000 and the town of South Bethany in the amount of $11,054.88.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. We approve the local enforcement grant request as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Thank you, gentlemen.